to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Book of Matthew, chapter 12. We'd like to look at three verses, verse 6, verse 41, and verse 42. This is Jesus is doing the speaking, and each of these verses, in verse 6, he says, "But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple." Verse 41, "The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. Behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of Sheba, or the queen of the south, shall rise up in judgment with this generation, shall condemn it. For she came for the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here." In each of these verses, Jesus is speaking of himself. And in each verse, there is a manifestation of the desperate wickedness of the human heart, and the amazing power of unbelief. The chapter opens with Jesus and his disciples in a cornfield on the Sabbath day, plucking corn. When the Pharisees saw this, they, of course, became greatly disturbed. And Jesus spoke to them concerning their disturbance of mind in verses 3 through 8. And in addressing them, he reminded them, "In this place is one greater than the temple." Following that, Jesus departed, left that cornfield, and went into their synagogue. We see that in verse 9. While in the synagogue, he healed a man there that had a withered hand, verses 10 through 12. And once again, the Pharisees were greatly disturbed. And we read in verse 14, "Then the Pharisees went out." That is, they went out of the synagogue and they held a council against him. The purpose of this council was that they might destroy him. Jesus again departed, verse 15, and multitudes followed him, and he began to heal. And we read of Jesus in verse 22 healing a demon-possessed man. As a result, the people were amazed and said, "Is not this the son of David?" There in verse 23. Again, the Pharisees were greatly disturbed, began to blaspheme in verse 24. "But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." And Jesus very strongly rebukes them, condemns their blasphemy in verses 24 through verse 37. Then in verse 38, certain of the scribes and Pharisees manifested their unbelief in asking Jesus for a sign. In other words, they have witnessed all of these miracles. They have heard Jesus speak concerning who he was. And they said, "What we want is for you to give us proof." And they basically willfully shut their eyes to the many wonderful works of the Lord, and simply demanded that he bring forth proof. Jesus rebuked them for seeking a sign or further proof in verses 39 through 45. And part of that rebuke is where verse 41 and 42 come in. He says, "Behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. And a greater than Jonah is here, and all you want is proof." And he's already given that proof. And then he went on to say, a greater than Solomon is here. So we want to take the thought of the message from these three statements. In this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41, behold, a greater than Jonas is here. Verse 42, behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The subject of the message is a greater than is here. A greater than is here. First thing we want to do is look at the declaration in these three verses that Jesus made of himself. These are literal statements of fact. These are three facts that Jesus Christ presents to us. Three facts that ought to greatly encourage us. Three facts that ought to strengthen God's people. It are three facts that ought to provide some assurance and ought to provide us with some confidence. They are facts that ought to be a persuading force in our lives. And they are facts that ought to serve as a constant reminder to you and I as children of God. Now you'll notice in each of these three statements, there is the word greater. In each statement, Jesus Christ uses the word greater in describing himself. The word simply has reference to that which excels, that which goes beyond, that which is larger, that which is bigger, that which is more immense and more remarkable, more magnificent, more splendid in magnitude, of longer duration, that which is superior. Notice also in each of these statements, there is the word than. Each statement in verse 6, we notice in this place is one greater than. Verse 41, behold a greater than. Verse 42, behold a greater than. A preposition indicating comparison. A comparison is being made. In each statement, Jesus Christ is speaking of himself, and he is speaking of himself comparatively. Jesus is greater than the temple. Jesus is greater than Jonas. Jesus is greater than Solomon. In other words, Jesus excels or goes beyond the temple. He excels and goes beyond Jonah. He excels and goes beyond Solomon. In other words, Jesus is larger, more immense than the temple. Jesus is larger and more immense than Jonah. Jesus is larger and more immense than Solomon. He is more remarkable. He is more magnificent. He is more splendid than the temple, than Jonah, than Solomon. So Jesus says in each case, I am greater than. I am greater than the temple. I am greater than Jonas, I am greater than Solomon. So that word than immediately introduces us to a comparison. Now, you and I may not have any trouble today believing that Jesus is greater than the temple. We may not have any trouble believing that, yes, Jesus is greater than Jonah. And yes, Jesus is even greater than Solomon. But you take that word "than" and you put anything after it. I don't care what it is. And Jesus is greater. And that's what we have to believe. Me believing that Jesus is greater than the temple may not help me in my everyday life. Me believing that Jesus is greater than Jonah or greater than Solomon may not help me in my everyday life. But I have got to be whatever I put behind "than." And I believe that Jesus is greater than that. Now it begins to make personal application to my life. In John chapter 4 and verse 12, the woman at the well asked Jesus, "Art thou greater than our father Jacob?" And of course, the answer to that is yes. The Jews asked Jesus in John 8 in verse 53, "Art thou greater than our father Abraham?" And of course, again, the answer is Jesus is greater. But my point is this morning, no matter what you put after that word "than," no matter what you put side by side with Jesus, he is greater. He excels it. He goes beyond it. He's larger than it. He's bigger. He's more immense. He is more magnificent. He is more remarkable. He is superior. And he will let whatever you put behind that word "than," Jesus Christ is of longer duration. In other words, he's going to outlast whatever you put behind that word "than." And you and I, today, there are many, many things that we can put behind that word "than." If you're here and lost today, we want to say that Jesus Christ is greater than your guilt. You're guilty. How guilty are you? You're as guilty as possible. You can't be more guilty. You're guilty. But Jesus Christ is greater than your guilt. The Bible also says that you are under condemnation. But Jesus Christ is greater than your condemnation. You are at enmity with God. And Jesus Christ is greater than your enmity. You are in darkness. And Jesus Christ is greater than your darkness. You are under the pollution and the defilement of sin. And Jesus Christ is greater than your pollution, greater than your defilement, greater than your sin. He excels these things. He goes beyond these things. You are in yourself unacceptable to God. But Jesus Christ is greater than your unacceptableness. For you and I that are saved, put anything behind the word "than," and Jesus Christ is greater. Oh, how many problems we can put behind that word "than." There's a host of problems that we could list. But whatever the problem is, Jesus is greater than any problem that you have right now. He is greater than any problem that you will ever have. He is greater than any problem that any of your loved ones have. Think of all the trials that we could put behind that word "than." Jesus Christ is greater than any trial you can imagine. He's greater than any trial that you are going through right now. He's greater than any trial that you have ever gone through. He's greater than any trial that you will ever go through. He is greater. He is greater than any difficulty. He is greater than any need. And again, behind that word "than," we could make a list of needs that each one of us has that are present in this building today. But Jesus Christ is greater than any need that you have. He excels any need that you have. He goes beyond any need that you have. He is of longer duration than any need that you have. Again, it may not help me to believe that Jesus is greater than the temple, but if I can believe that Jesus is greater than any need that I'll ever have, that'll help me. And He is greater. He is greater than any need. He is greater than any so-called impossibility. You may be facing what you think is an impossible situation, but with God, nothing is impossible. And we see that Jesus is greater than any so-called impossibility. He is greater. He is greater than any infirmity. He is greater than any condition. He's greater than any infirmity or condition that you may face. He's greater than any infirmity or condition that your loved ones may face. He's greater than any river that you may ever have to cross. We will all from time to time have to cross some Jordan rivers. We'll have to cross some Red Seas. But Jesus Christ is greater than any river you will ever, ever face. He is greater. We have to be able to put anything behind that word "than." And Jesus is greater. He's greater than any wall that might stand in the way. We all have to face some walls of Jericho, but Jesus Christ is greater than any wall you'll ever have to face. He's greater than any giant that will ever, ever challenge you. He's greater than any storm that you might have to endure. He's greater than any challenge that you may face. And again, we all have faced challenges, and we will all face challenges, and perhaps you're facing a challenge right now, but whatever it is, Jesus Christ is greater than any challenge you'll ever have to face. He's greater than any wilderness you'll ever have to go through. He's greater than any famine that you might have to experience. He is greater than the devil. He is greater than the spirit of the devil. We read in 1 John 4 in verse 4, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." That is always so for the child of God. All through the Gospels, we meet people who experience personally that Jesus Christ is greater than. And again, you can put whatever you want behind "then." You think of those at the wedding in Cana. They had a need. Jesus was greater than their need. You think of the woman at the well, and Jesus was greater than her need. You think of the lame man there at the pool of Bethesda. He'd been lame for 38 years. Jesus showed himself greater. You think of the woman with the spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and another woman who had a blood disease for 12 years. And Jesus Christ showed himself greater than whatever their need, whatever their condition was. And on you can go throughout the Gospels. You see the man with the withered hand. You see blind Bartimaeus. You see the demon-possessed man of Gadara. You see the man who sat outside the temple lame on both of his feet. You see the widow woman of Nain. You see Jairus. You see Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus. And all of these found by personal experience that Jesus Christ is greater than. In other words, he's the answer. He's the solution. He's the remedy. So in each one of these statements, we have that word, then. But also notice that each one of these statements is always and everywhere a fact. In each statement, in each one of those statements, back in Matthew chapter 12, we see the word is. In verse 6, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41, a greater than Jonas is. Verse 42, a greater than Solomon is. The word is present singular of be. In other words, whatever Christ was, he is. And whatever he is, he will continue to be. In other words, Jesus Christ has always been greater than. Jesus Christ right now is greater than. And Jesus Christ will always continue to be greater than. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the time, and no matter what you perceive reality to be, a greater than is. A greater than is. This is always so. No matter what the magnitude of your problems, Jesus Christ is greater than. No matter what the magnitude of your trials, no matter what the magnitude of your difficulties, Jesus Christ is. No matter how impossible you think the situation is, Jesus Christ is. No matter how great your needs might be, Jesus Christ is. No matter how great the infirmity, no matter how big your giant might be, no matter how big and thick and how massive the wall might be that is an obstacle to you, Jesus Christ is greater than. No matter who the enemy is, no matter what form the enemy takes, and no matter how numerous the enemy might be, Jesus Christ is greater than. Right now. Again, it doesn't do me any good to believe that Jesus Christ was greater than or that he will be greater than if I can't believe that right now he's greater than anything I'm experiencing. It doesn't help me much. You have to believe Jesus Christ is. So we have in each of these statements that word is. Notice also in each of these statements there is reference to a place, a particular place. In verse 6, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Verse 41, a greater than Jonas is here. That speaks of a specific place. Here. A greater than Solomon is here. Here. It doesn't help me if Jesus Christ is greater over there. I need Jesus Christ to be greater here, where I am. And in each of these verses, Jesus Christ is greater. Jesus Christ is And Jesus Christ is greater here where I am. And that helps me. And that ought to encourage each one of us. Wherever your place is, wherever your here is, Jesus is. Jesus is there. And He is there as one greater than not only the place you're in, but He's greater than anything you are experiencing in that place. Jesus is. I don't have to move to a different place. All I need to know is that Jesus Christ is here where I am. And He's greater than whatever it is that I have to endure in whatever place that I'm in. Jesus Christ is greater. You put Jesus Christ side by side with anybody, He's greater. You put Him side by side with anything, and He's greater. You put Him side by side at any time and in any place, and He's greater. And that's what these three statements are telling us. That Jesus Christ is greater than anything, greater than anyone, at any time, and in any place. And that should be of encouragement to you and I. Now notice, in each statement, Jesus Christ called attention to the fact that He was about to state. The fact that He was about to state was, I am greater. I excel. I go beyond. And then He mentioned something. But He called, before He stated the fact, He got their attention. In verse 6, but I say unto you. Why did He say that? Why didn't He just say, I'm greater than the temple? Why did He say, but I say unto you? He wanted their attention. He's calling for their attention. Verse 41. Behold. Why didn't He just say, I'm greater than Jonas? He said, behold. In other words, pay attention to what I'm about to say. And then He said the same thing in verse 42. Jesus is saying, I'm about to say something. I want you to pay attention. I want you to seriously ponder what I'm about to say. I want you to observe what I'm about to say. I want you to think about it. I want you to meditate upon it. I want you to seriously consider what I am about to say. And then He said, I am greater. I am greater. And we need to carefully at all times consider those words. Jesus is greater than. That needs to have our attention. Jesus Christ excels. Jesus Christ goes beyond anything that I may ever have to experience. Jesus Christ excels it. Excels it. He's larger. He's bigger. He's more immense. He's of greater magnitude. He is going to outlast anything that I will ever, ever have to experience. Jesus Christ will outlast. And Jesus is saying, I want you to pay attention to this fact. And that is a fact that we need to learn. We need to learn it well. We need to never forget it. It needs to always be upon our minds that Jesus Christ is greater than anything I will ever have to experience in my life. Then let's make application to all of this. The first statement is that in this place is one greater than the temple. Think about the temple. Think of the plan. Just the plan of the temple. It was God's plan. And it was a great plan. The Bible teaches us very plainly that God has a plan and that God works all things according to His plan. And God's plan can never, ever be defeated. Now, the plan of the temple was great. It was magnificent. But Jesus says, in this place is one greater than the temple. You begin to think of God's plan in Jesus Christ. A plan that involved a people. A plan that involved a salvation of that people. And I want to say, as great as the plan of the temple was, a greater than is here. And you can't exceed the plan of God in Jesus Christ. You think of the temple also, the temple was the manifestation of truth. It was the manifestation of the truth of God. Jesus Christ is even a greater manifestation of the truth. Everywhere you went in that temple, grace was typified. It was a manifestation of the grace of God. There is no greater manifestation of the grace of God than what you and I have in Jesus Christ. And you think of those Jews, they loved the temple. They were very proud of the temple. And every time they went to the temple, they did so with great joy. They did so with great thanksgiving. They did so with great praise. But then you think of the fact that Jesus Christ is greater than the temple. So when you and I come near to Jesus Christ, our cups ought to run over with joy. Our cups ought to run over with thanksgiving and praise. And then you think of the fact that when the Jews frequented the temple, they did so with humility. When they entered that temple, humility overcame them. But a greater than the temple is here. And when you and I come into the presence of Jesus Christ, a humility ought to come over us. But they also entered that temple with great reverence, in great awe, in great wonder. And when we enter into the presence of Jesus Christ, the greater than the temple is here. And all the reverence and the wonder and the awe that ought to overtake us when you and I have the privilege of drawing near to Jesus Christ. The second statement is that Jesus is greater than Jonah. Jonah was a proclaimer of the will of God. Jonah went into Nineveh and he preached, "Repent." And Jonah has a great proclaimer of the will of God. The people of Nineveh responded to the words of Jonah. One greater than Jonah is here. And he speaks to us. He proclaims God's will to us in his word. And if people listen to Jonah, how much more should you and I stop and listen? When Jesus Christ speaks, we ought to be all ears. We ought to want to hear what is it that Jesus has to say to us. And then we ought to respond favorably to whatever it is that Jesus Christ has revealed. He is telling these Jews, he is telling them, the people of Nineveh, as wicked as they were, they listened to Jonah. And here stands before you Jesus Christ, the Son of God, one far greater than Jonah. And all you want is a sign. He's saying the wicked men of Nineveh will rise up in condemnation. The application is, if Jesus Christ is greater than Jonah, we ought to be listening. We ought to be listening. And he goes on and he says that Jesus Christ is greater than Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4, in verse 21, we read that Solomon reigned over all kingdoms, from the river unto the land of the Philistines and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents and served Solomon. But Jesus is greater. Jesus reigns over all the universe. And if the people brought presents and served Solomon, how much more so ought we to bring to Jesus and serve Him? But greater than Solomon is Him, is here. In 1 Kings chapter 10, we read of the Queen of Sheba, how that she had heard of the wisdom of Solomon. And she came to Solomon. She wanted to see if it was true what she had heard, and she began to ask him questions. And he answered every question. Then she began to pour out her heart to Solomon. And she was humbled. And she confessed. And she gave unto him. But again, Jesus is greater. And if she did all of that, how much more you and I? And as she looked around at his kingdom, it is recorded that she saw his servants, and she said, "Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants." She saw the servants of the king. The servants of Solomon, she saw them in their everyday setting. She saw them in their everyday routine. She saw them in their norm. And she said, "These men are so happy." And if the servants of Solomon were happy, the greater than Solomon is here. How much happier should be you and I? As she looked around on his kingdom, we read in verses 4 and 5 of 1 Kings 10, "And there was no more spirit in her." She was overcome. And a greater than Solomon is here. And we ought to be overcome when we think of Jesus Christ. In closing, Jesus is greater. This is always so. This is everywhere so. No matter what your situation, in this place is one greater than Solomon. If we were to tell you, many today, that think of some great person, I can't think of too many, but you think of some great person, and they're going to be in Home Baptist Church on such and such a Sunday, you could fill the building. But a greater than is here every single Lord's Day. Jesus Christ. Why, if some great person were to come, there would be people who would rearrange their plans to make sure they were here. Oh, I don't want to miss this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. A greater than is here. And we ought to rearrange all our plans to make sure that we're here to meet him. That we're here to be with him. Right now, whatever your situation, a greater than the temple is here. A greater than Jonas is here. A greater than Solomon is here. No matter what your condition, no matter what your situation, no matter what your trial, no matter what your difficulty, Jesus Christ is greater than. Whatever it is you are experiencing right now, Jesus Christ is greater than. And if you're here and lost today, you are a wicked sinner. I cannot tell you how wicked you are. And the world doesn't want to hear that. But you are a wicked sinner. But the good news is, there is one greater than your wickedness. There is one that excels your wickedness. His righteousness excels your wickedness. His righteousness excels your sin. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he is your only hope today. You have no other hope today other than Jesus Christ. You need to turn from your sins and flee to Jesus Christ. You say, oh, but I've done such horrible things. I'm so guilty. Praise God. There's one greater than your guilt. There's one greater than whatever it is you've done. There's one greater. His righteousness goes further than whatever unrighteousness you have done. And that's true as you and I, as for you and I as children of God as well. He's greater than my unrighteousness. He's greater than my wickedness. He excels it in his righteousness. And you and I that are saved, we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have no righteousness of our own, but we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And that righteousness goes beyond any unrighteousness that I have. Aren't you glad today that Jesus Christ is greater than? Whatever you want to put behind than, I don't care what it is, Jesus Christ is greater. Brother Larry, if you'd come.